With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Former President Trump offered a tough message to Israel over its war against Hamas Thursday, urging the country to, quote, get it over with. In an interview with the Salem Radio Network, Mr. Trump said Israel is, quote, absolutely losing the PR war and called for a swift resolution to the bloodshed. Meanwhile, President Biden told Israel it must do more to protect citizens and aid workers in the Gaza.
During a 30-minute phone call with the Israeli Prime Minister, the president warned that future U.S. support for the Gaza war depends on new steps by Israel. National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
What we want to see are some real changes on the Israeli side. If we don't see changes from their side, there'll have to be changes from our side.
Kirby said the president was very direct in telling Benjamin Netanyahu that Israel must take concrete steps to address civilian harm, humanitarian suffering, and the safety of aid workers. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, there are government efforts to help businesses being impacted by the bridge collapse and blockage in the port of Baltimore.
A Norwegian shipping firm is estimating it's already lost up to $10 million in the first week after the bridge collapse. But it's the smaller businesses getting attention right now.
A million containers that go through the Port of Baltimore every year.
Maryland Senator Ben Cardin meeting with small business owners who are awaiting goods that haven't arrived. The head of the Small Business Administration, Isabel Guzman, came to Baltimore to offer federal services and help open two resource centers.
To make sure that financial relief, financial support was available to them.
She says they've already gotten 500 emergency loan applications. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen calling for a level playing field for American companies and workers as she opens a five-day visit to China. This is SRN News. One atheist longs for Christianity.
Richard Dawkins is one of the best-known atheists in the world, a man who calls faith in Christ nonsense. And yet, in an interview with a British radio station, he laments the decline of Christianity in the UK and Western Europe, going so far as to claim that he is a, quote, cultural Christian. Dawkins says England needs the moral and ethical structure that Christianity provides and admits that he fears the spread of Islam in his country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Oklahoma Supreme Court is considering the legality of a plan to establish what would be the nation's first publicly funded religious charter school. Republican Attorney General Jenter Drummond argues the creation of the St. Isidore of Seville Catholic Virtual Charter School is a violation of both state and federal law. And if approved, Drummond says Islamic or even satanic schools would be eligible to receive public funding. This is SRN News. An audit by the Postal Services Inspector General has found significant problems at a new regional processing facility in Virginia.
Damaged mail left unprocessed for months. The audit raises questions about the Postal Service's plans to modernize its processing network. The facility is the first of 60 planned regional processing centers that the U.S. Postal Service is launching nationwide to streamline operations and cut costs. But the audit found that work hours and overtime actually increased after the center opened. And the audit also found that problems at the Richmond Center, which opened in July, have contributed to a drop in on-time service that now finds Virginia ranked worst in the nation. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.